In today's first reading, we hear in the story of Genesis the first attempt that God makes at making a covenant with his people. So God makes himself known to humanity through Abram and offers Abram a promise. The promise to be his God, the promise that his descendants would outnumber the stars. Now, for a little bit of context, Abram was an old man. His wife, Sarah, was an old woman. And she had never, to this day, had children. And so for Abram to listen to this promise from God didn't make entirely a whole lot of sense. Now, Abram did have a son through his concubine, and that son's name is Ishmael. God also promised Abram paradise. He promised to give the land to his descendants in that area that is now modern Iraq. Ironically, for the past 6,000 years, the three major religions that come from the person of Abram have been fighting over that land. Muhammad, the prophet, is a descendant of Ishmael. Jesus Christ is a descendant of Isaac and Jacob. What is it that makes this promise of God so contorted that for 6,000 years we've been fighting with each other? Not just fighting, but just pure insanity. Why does that happen? I want to suggest to you that the problem rests in the human heart. Jesus is modeling the answer for us in today's gospel. He goes up the mountain to pray. And in his prayer, he is united through the word of God with those who have gone before us, those who have represented God through God's word. How do we pray? How do we quiet ourselves? How do we experience peace in our own hearts in a world that's filled with violence and insanity? Where do you pray? This is one place where we come, a holy place, and we can experience God in a profound way here because Jesus Christ becomes present for us, body, soul, and divinity, on the altar. We take part in his person by coming forward. But then we have to leave this place of safety, this place of quiet, this place of peace. What do we do when we leave this place? How can we bring the peace that we experience here outside of here? I want to suggest to you that there is such a need for us to be able to listen to him. And the challenge of listening to Christ comes from all the noise that goes on in our hearts and in our world. Now, this is a place where we come and purposefully experience silence and peace. But it's not enough. This place has to be a place where we begin to experience it so that we can take it from here. How do you experience peace and silence in your own homes? How do you experience peace and silence in your place of work? That's the challenge for each and every one of us. this world would be a transformed, transfigured place if we would allow Christ to enter in and bring peace into our hearts. How do we do that? Let it be our prayer today that as we come forward to receive Christ in the Eucharist, that we invite Him in a profound way to enter into our hearts. Let us carry the peace and the silence that comes from Jesus Christ in our hearts away from this place. Let it allow you to be transformed so that you can participate in your way in the transformation of this world. Jesus Christ is offering covenant to you time and time again. Listen to Him.